Southwestern Sydney is anticipating the arrival of thousands of refugees fleeing violence in Syria and Iraq. Many of the quota of 12,000 people are expected to settle around Fairfield, a suburb already with an established Iraqi community. The community's experience with adjusting to Australia will be crucial in helping these people settle into their new lives. One program, established by former refugees, teaches practical skills in an environment that Middle Eastern people are comfortable in. It's called the Parents' Cafe. Michael Edwards reports.
Showing you how to divide the hair. And then
it's a lesson in the basics of hairdressing. For these women from Syria and Iraq, it's a new skill that could turn into a career. It also gives them a chance to meet others from their communities who've shared similar, often traumatic experiences. 20-year-old Ornina has been in Australia for 18 months. She's from Syria's Hasaka province, a place torn apart by fighting.
Seeing everything like destroying in front of your like your eyes and doing nothing, and leave everything, your house, your friend, everyone, and come here and start fresh, you know.
Ornina is taking part in a program run out of Fairfield High School, known as Parents' Cafe. Through activities such as job skills classes, language tuition, and social gatherings, it helps people new to Australia cope with their lives here.
Coming here, doing this, learning new stuff, and forget about everything, you know, just a couple of hours.
Former Iraqi diplomat Haytham Jaju is one of the driving forces behind the program, which began in 2011.
You've been to Middle East, and there's places where people, they go and to have tea, coffee, and to meet their friends, talking to other people and following up with the news or anything. It gives them some feeling of a place where people, they can come sit, learning something new. So we give the name of the program Parents' Cafe.
All ethnic groups are welcome, but the Parents' Cafe is especially popular with Fairfield's Iraqi community. Reetha gave up everything to come to Australia.
I was manager for the bank. I have a good job. I earn good money. When I come here, it was so hard for me because I have to start from the language. And after that, to prove myself, it was so hard.
And it got even harder. When she became pregnant, she also developed cancer. With her family back in Iraq, it was the Parents' Cafe that provided the community support she needed.
I have good friend here. Eileen is my best friend. She helped me to recover.
Demand for these types of programs is set to increase, with an expected influx of Iraqi and Syrian refugees. Of the 12,000 Australia has agreed to take, as many as 7,000 will be settled in Sydney. Many will end up in the Fairfield area.
A lot of the parents that come and settle in a new country struggle in terms of linking themselves to services or linking themselves to the wider community.
Dina Yarko is the Community Development Officer for Parents' Cafe, and she says schools and community groups from around the country are using Parents' Cafe as a model for similar programs.
Just because there's a conflict overseas, it does not mean that it needs to be a problem in your new country and in your settlement journey.
Dina Yarko, ending Michael Edwards' report.